Oh, but it's exciting, it's fun, and I'm really getting it because you got to pivot for 2020 is the best year for me, I think it is. I think we should
I
finish strong,
know, right?
and I
Exactly.
think, yeah, so I've already have a lot of appointments set up for January already, so I'm working on that, so it's exciting,
You
so
know, it's all
it's good
about
stuff.
perception. I know 2020 for a lot of people, and for a lot of people, hasn't been
Right.
as good, but like, it's all about how you look at it. You know, I launched my business exactly a week after all this happened, you know, and then for 5 minutes, I was like on the air. I didn't know what to do. And the first
Right.
3 months, when everybody were complaining about it, I was just,
Right.
I literally built an online school. I changed my whole business model. And still, I think 2020 is and will be still one of the best years of my life. And
Yeah, right.
I've learned so much about myself, you know, and I've learned so much about the people that I work with. And the good thing is, like, before I launched my business in California, and now I'm like international, you know. It's just like I've
Right.
changed everything. So
Good stuff.
it's all about, again, mindset and how we look at things. So
Yeah.
today's subject, I'm gonna let you start. It's your
Well,
subject, you start. And guys,
it's
if there's any
I
question, just ask and we'll answer. Yeah, let's go.
well, the reason why I select that subject is because over the years working with clients, I've got that questions asked all the time. Dickens, you're always in shape, you're always in shape, you're always in shape, but what people doesn't understand, everybody have I had a breakthrough in my life, so that kept me staying in shape all year round. So let's look at this from a business perspective. Even when you listen to wealthy people, they always tell you making money is one step, not the first steps. Staying rich is another ball game. It takes a
Exactly.
different mindset. So same thing when I started my nutrition businesses, it was the same thing. Yes, I was able to make six figures and more, but to keep that going, I needed to have a different mindset for that. So there's books written on this, proving that. So there's to maintain your status quo, to stay on top, even though whether you're a competitor, whether you're an athlete, whatever sport you belong to, for you to stay on top, for you to get on top, it takes a different mindset. For you to maintain that status, it's a different mindset. So when it comes to weight loss journey or fitness journey or whatever it is you may call it, it's the same thing, because you gotta have one of the pinpoint that I realize people have, including myself in the past. People always ask me, okay, well, I want to be able to get fit, to lose weight, but I also want to maintain that. How do I maintain that? So 95% of people that you work with in business and in whatever field it is, that their main pain point is to maintaining, So, and the reason why I wanted to share my breakthrough, I remember when I was in my mid-20s, we decided to to start a relationship, we have a kid. And then all of a sudden, I lost my job doing a pregnancy and she lost her job. So we had this, it's like you felt like everything's coming at you. And I started competing at a very, very long, young age. So I never really was out of shape, but I was always in a competitive shape. And I realized, and to maintain that takes a different mindset. Yes, you can lose weight, you can get in shape, you have the six pack all you want. And as you can see, a lot of competitors, the next day they go into on an eating spree, they just blow up. And like, what the hell happened to you? You don't look like you just competed, So one of my breakthrough I had is that, once I start experiencing some heavy stress for the first time in my life as a young man, and I realized, holy shit, man! It's like the feelings the emotion I was experiencing was I didn't know what to do with that. You have responsibilities, you have kids, you have this, you have that. Everything's coming at you, and I refused to be the next case study. You know, when you speak to people, they're like, well, I used to be in shape until I started family.
Exactly.
I have a big belly. So I refused to be that
Good.
Next case study.
Good.
You know, so make a long story short, and you know, even though I was in the beginning of starting my new business, you know, and then responsibilities start happening at the same time, you don't realize how much, you know, I got out of shape at the time, and my belly was starting getting big. It was like, oh my God, this is crazy, you know. So I didn't know what to do, and because those obstacles I was facing was so much, those emotions.
Exactly.
So until someone referred someone to me to about NLP, you know, life coaching. So I went to see that person, and the techniques that he was applying to remove these obstacles were so powerful. Like within minutes, within days working with this guy, I got up and just without, because the whole time I was thinking, I need money to start a business, I need this, I need that. It wasn't real. You see what I'm saying? So that's when I realized, I'm like, oh my God, this is so crazy. It was powerful. Some of these powerful life coaching techniques was helping me getting up and try to remove these obstacles and be able to take actions right away. And that's when I realized nutrition, you know, or any type of fitness or whatever it is, whatever goal it is, and that mind is very powerful, that you have to be able to control it. Because for you to maintain your status quo, it's not that easy. You know, you got to have that mindset. And guess what? Once I learned that, I have faced many obstacles after that. But
exactly.
Because I had to learn that the first time, I was able to maintain my goal. I was able to maintain. Look, I got stabbed through the chest. Doctor says you couldn't compete anymore. Mm. The next day, I found I was looking for a gym to go to so I could start working. Because I refused to take
it. Exactly. It's all in your head. And
it's all in your head, yeah.
And I keep always, the thing that you said, like last year, like I lost everything. Not that I gave away everything. I didn't have anything. I left all my life behind. But one
right.
thing, I was actually in prep for competition. December
right.
last year, when you saw me, 6 months prior to that, I left everything, right? And I didn't have, like, nothing. I had nothing. Basically, I was living in an Airbnb that I paid, like, $20 a night. It was a horrible place. But I would go to gym. I would, like, you know, I was in such a horrible, like, mentally, I was in such a dark place. Like it was I was crying for months and months and months, but I would still go to gym, I will still meal prep, I would still do all those things, because in my head it was, you know, this is my life, this is what I do. And again, I think we as athletes, we do it in different way, but now that's why you believe that, I believe that. I think the approach to fitness, basically, it's wrong. But I personally decided long ago that I will not point out what is wrong. I will come with a solution. That's why, you know, that's why you're doing the program you're doing. I'm launching an online school, actually your program, where it's mind, body, soul. I've actually combined the principle of dream building and transformational, life transformational, yeah. with body.